I think when you talk about Islamophobia today, you really can't do so without talking a little bit about race and a little bit about religion. And the reason that I say that is to the vast majority of Americans, when they think of Islam, they think of brown foreigners. But they also see Islam as a foreign religion that is the second largest religion in the world and might be seen as a quote-unquote threat to Christianity, which is the largest religion in the world, when both of these religions are actually Abrahamic religions that come from the same root and the same beginnings. But I do think there's a racialist element in it, and the best example of that is President Barack Obama. When people say that Barack Obama is a Muslim, that's their way of saying Barack Obama is black. That is their way of otherizing him in a way that is still socially acceptable in America today.
Do you think there is a difference between black, the way that black Muslims are viewed, and the way that Muslims of different races are viewed? Like, I think of Muhammad Ali.
Right. No, I do think that African-American Muslims are seen generally by Americans who don't know anything about Islam or Muslims slightly differently, in the sense that black people in America traditionally are not seen as immigrants, whereas brown people in America are traditionally seen as immigrants. And so I think there is that dichotomy there when you look at African-American Muslims and you look at Muslims of other descent or brown Muslims in America today.
There's a lot of partnership, it seems like, there's been going on recently. In St. Louis, we have the Jewish Muslim Day of Service.
Right.
And there are, you know, organizations and events that try to unite Muslim people with other...
Interfaith.
Interfaith
outreach.
Interfaith outreach.
Yes.
But at the same time, we have events that happen like Boston and nationwide, you know, ills that happen. And it seems like for every step forward that's taken, another step is taken back.
That's what I've said my entire life, and I will continue to say that interfaith outreach is probably the most important aspect of any sort of humanization effort for any demographic group. The gay marriage debate in America, the reason that it's lost a lot of its political toxicity amongst people who might be opposed to gay marriage is that even though you're opposed to gay marriage, you might have a cousin that's gay. And that humanizes the issue to you. It's like, well, I don't support gay marriage, but my cousin Joe or my cousin Jill is gay, and I love them. They're awesome. And I always joke, I wish people had Muslim cousins that could help humanize us to them, you know, just to let them know that we're trying to pay our mortgage too. We're trying to, you know, send our kids to school. We want to make sure that our fire departments are funded and, you know, that our kids' little league team has a coach. You know, we deal with the same issues that everyone else deals with. We put our pants on one leg at a time as well. And sadly, the narrative on American Muslims has been dominated by 10-second sound bites that we see on the 24/7 news media. And that's why it's important for people like me to go out to colleges and universities to help, you know, again, just start a discussion and let people know that at the end of the day, you know, even though we hear so many negative things about Muslims, that, you know, there's one Muslim guy out there that I know that's a pretty nice and funny guy.